Hello, Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. In this episode, Minnesota boxer Dennis Reyes returns to the podcast to talk about his fight on the July 23rd Top Rank Rapeze Boxing ESPN Plus show in Hinckley. A native of Cuba, Reyes, 3-2, faces highly regarded top-ranked prospect Antonio Morales. It's a tall order, as Morales stands 6'9" and weighs 270 pounds. But Reyes has been training hard, working on his cardio, and he's determined to pull off the upset. James Clark joins the conversation as Reyes' interpreter. I hope you enjoy the interview.
Thanks for joining the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Sean Strauss. My co-host is Brian Johnson. Today we are joined by Dennis Reyes and James Clark of Valhalla Combat. James is going to do some translating for Dennis. We were talking about upcoming fight on the Top Rank ESPN Plus Rapeze Boxing Show in Hinckley, where Dennis Reyes is going to be facing a Top Rank prospect. I believe he's coming out of Iowa. I think he's 3-0. Is it Anthony Morales? Am I saying that correctly?
I think it was Antonio.
Or Antonio.
Antonio
Morales. But no, thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate having you on the podcast again.
Yep, thanks for having us.
What can you tell us, Dennis, about your training for this guy? Because from what I understand, he's 6'9". That's crazy.
Yep. So, que se tuvo un entrenamiento especialmente por este tipo porque tiene más que 2 metros, tiene 6 pies, 9 pulgadas.
Sí, mucho cardio.
He goes, I want to make sure his cardio is up. So he worked on a lot of cardio. ¿Qué más?
Mucha defensa de tronco.
He goes, like defense, especially for the guy that's long range. So a lot of, you know, before he can get in, a lot of, like making people miss, you know, because if he stays out at long range, then you don't want to be there. So making sure he's not getting hit while, you know, coming in.
I saw you were sparring with Marty yesterday. Did you make him stand on a chair so he was taller? No, so, but it looks like, you know, you're in shape. You guys have been down there working out, and you know, what can you tell us about what you've been doing? I've been seeing some Instagram stuff and other videos where it looks like you're doing your bodyguard job. But how's your summer going? Is it too hot for you? I know last time we talked, you said you didn't like the heat.
Por ejemplo, ellos me dan en el Instagram que estás trabajando en seguridad y quieren saber lo que hiciste este verano.
Or maybe it was the snow. Maybe he didn't like the snow. Maybe I got that wrong.
Only one. Yeah, but he's from Cuba, so like it's 90 degrees and humid there. So yeah, he doesn't like the cold, but the heat's okay.
This isn't so bad.
Yes, the cold he doesn't like so much, but he's used to the heat. Like the summer here is a lot like Cuba, 90 and humid, you know. So
you've seen your buddy David Morrell Jr. lately?
Has visto to
amigo? He's coming today, Minnesota.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome. He's going to be
coming to watch his fight.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Coming in today. But yeah, he'll be there at those fights.
Dennis, how long have you been preparing for this fight? When did you know that you'd be on this card?
Cuando supiste que ibas a pelear en este evento. Yeah, we found out about a month ago. So he's been training. Well, he was training before. I mean, he was coming in, but we found out, I think, a month, maybe 5 weeks ago. Maybe actually 5 weeks. 5 weeks okay. ago. So then he's, like, sometimes he's been coming in twice a day. So he's been getting some good working.
Is this a deal with Top Rank just for one fight only, or is you know, do you get another fight, or how did that
just
work?
Just this one, as far as I know. Well, you know the game. If like Dennis wins this fight, then other doors will open up for him, because this is a pretty high level prospect, undefeated guy. So, but if Dennis upsets him, a lot of doors will open up for him. But
yeah, absolutely.
But as far as this is the contract he has is just this fight.
Okay. I believe Dennis is southpaw too. Does that make any difference in the training or no?
Well, it does. I mean, let me ask Dennis. Ellos quieren preguntar si él es zurdo. So, esto fue una diferencia en entrenamiento.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's you have to have southpaws in camp, and we've done that. We've had people come in. Joey Abel came in and sparred with him a couple times, which he's a good. He's not as tall, obviously, than this opponent, but he's very high level, and you know he stands has that southpaw. Does some similar things, so that was good. He came in a few times. Rich Shear's been, he's joined us. He's a southpaw, and he's Joey Abel's corner man, main corner man. So he's been coming in, helping us out. He'll be one of the three cornermen too. We're allowed three cornermen there. So it'll be me, my son Joshua, who's 6-0 as a pro now, but he also is fluent in Spanish. He's a native Spanish speaker. So he helps cover a few things there, making sure instructions are. Yeah, and then also we usually like to have that language advantage, but Dennis's opponent he's from Iowa, but he's Mexican, so you'll probably understand the Spanish that goes on in our corner, but should be a good fight.
Hey Dennis, I know that this guy Morales is a really hot prospect and he's a big guy and everything, but it sounds like I believe you have quite a bit more amateur experience than he does, at least based on what I've read in Ring Magazine and so on. Do you think that might play to your advantage?
So él dice que este hombre es desorroto y es desorroto que no ha perdido. Es Tracy said.
Oh yeah.
Entonces es un prospecto de Top Rank, que es como va a ser el favorito en este play. Pero él estuvo leyendo el Ring Magazine, una revista que sobre boxeo, que tú tienes bastante más experiencia de amateur que este tipo. ¿Crees que esto va a ser una ventaja para ti?
No, hay ventaja. No hay ventaja.
No warm up.
Yeah, but still no hay ventaja.
Okay. I'm in an interview. I'll get you some change in a second. Okay. He said he doesn't think it'll be an advantage, really. The guy's, 3-0, so.
En esta pelea gana el que mejor esté preparado, el que mejor haga las cosas, el que mejor entrenó, el que mejor esté mejor físicamente y mentalmente.
Yeah, so it really depends on like just from now. He doesn't think that what happened in the past has much an advantage, but he says basically what's happened in the last couple of months, like who's more mentally prepared, who has better cardio, he goes, that's who will win it.
Okay.
He said it's going to be an interesting fight.
Yeah, it sounds like this guy isn't afraid to get into the trenches and slug it out. So we'll see what happens.
Él dice que es un hombre que le gusta estar cerca y pegando cerca, entonces va a ser una pelea bien interesante.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure if you've been listening to any of our previous episodes, but your opponent that you faced at Canterbury, not the last show, but the one before that, Cayman Audi, is pulling for you. He thinks that you're capable of pulling off the upset against this guy. So you got support not only from the Minnesota fans, but from a former opponent. That must make you feel pretty good.
Yes, did so. Came in out in Sombra que peleaste in Canterbury Park. Es zurdo. Él piensa que tú puedes ganar este tipo. Él miró, él peleó contigo. Él piensa que tú vas a ganar este play.
Thank you.
So, you guys are going up on Friday then for weigh-ins?
Yeah, yep. We we got. There's a lot of stuff to do there. Weigh-ins, doctor's visits, that kind of stuff before the fight. Yeah, so we'll be there Friday.
Right on. And then you guys stay overnight, I'm guessing, or are you coming back and then going back up on Saturday?
We'll stay there.
Okay. You're gonna go to the slot machines.
21 maybe.
Nice. No, we were talking to Corey Rapiz about just some of the things about what it's like to put on an event up there, and I had asked him about the COVID stuff, and he said they have like their own health department that Top Rank brings with. So that'll be interesting to see. It sounds like they got their own nurses and everything. So nice. They'll be doing COVID testing. And so, but no, have either of you guys ever been to a Top Rank show before? Yeah. You know, just as fans.
As either on Top Rank event though.
Bueno, sí he ido, pero no boxeado.
He said he's gone to them as a fan, but he hasn't fought on them before.
Okay. Yeah, Brian and I both, I guess I'm speaking for Brian here, but I don't believe he'd been to one either. You know, we've been to the Showtime cards at the Armory, which were pretty cool. And I mistakenly thought it was Friday Night Fights, but I think it was just ESPN, regular ESPN, maybe after Friday Night Fights when Rob Brand had fought back in 2019. But yeah, I've never been to a Top Rank show, so I'm excited, and I'm really happy that we're going to have Minnesota fighters on the card.
Yeah, that's what I like about this show. He's Corey Pease has Jimmy Barnes, local guy, Colton Warner, another local fella. He's got Corey Thompson from Minnesota. Like the shows at the Armory, they're all from out of town.
Yeah,
it would be nice if they could put some local boxers on there. I know they get a good crowd there, but it would be, if they could get some local pros on there, they'd have an even bigger crowd, you know. But that's what I like about Rapiz's show. He's getting some local guys on there.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it'd be a Minnesota fight fans' dream if we could get a David Morrell card where Dennis is on the undercard. You know, I think that'd be great.
That would be great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's about all I had, Sean. It just sounds like, Dennis, you're in great shape and ready to put on a good show and hopefully pull off the upset. So looking forward to it.
Estás diciendo que, bueno, que estás en buena forma y ojalá que puedas ganar ese tipo.
Ojalá no, vamos a ganar.
He goes, hopefully, yep, hopefully he can come out victorious.
Vamos con todo.
It's going to give everything it has.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love the next time we talk, maybe we can talk in the gym. Maybe we can come to you guys and do an in-person one. But no, thank you so much for taking time out, guys. Best of luck, you know, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you victorious afterwards, after you shock the world here.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for having us on.
Thank you. Good luck, Dennis.
Thanks, Charles.
Okay.